You are listening to Long Innings, brought to you by Cricket Next.
You're tuned in to Long Innings, brought to you by Cricket Next. This is Supriya with you.
On this Long Innings podcast, we focus on grounds where home teams have a very dominant track record.
All sports teams aspire to win. At home, they like to dominate in familiar conditions. In club football, for instance, during a season, teams look to ensure that they win as many games as they can at home or what is their own home ground. They aspire to make their home ground a place where opposing teams don't relish coming to and playing, a place where they will not be defeated, a fortress of sorts. This holds true for cricket as well. Teams generally perform better at home and in familiar conditions, and over the years there are some home grounds where the opposition have found it very tough to win. So much so that when playing on these grounds, because of their track record there, sometimes the home side players feel an added confidence of putting on a good show and winning. Exactly the opposite plays in the minds of the touring team, and they at times feel intimidated playing on certain grounds. We look at some grounds which are or have been fortresses, that is grounds where home teams have a very dominant track record. Gabba, Brisbane, Australia, 1988. The last time Australia lost on this ground. The ground hosted its first test match in 1931. Australia have played 61 test matches there and have lost just 8 times. Their most recent win there was against Sri Lanka in a day and night match in January 2019. Since their last loss there in 1988, they have won 23 times out of the 29 times they have played there. They have won 39 matches there. This ground usually serves as the venue of the first test match of the Australian summer, and hence the first test match the opposing teams play at the start of the series. It also boasts of one of the fastest pitches in Australia, thus it is not surprising that the touring batsmen struggle on it first up. It is affectionately referred to as the Gabbatoir by the locals, a ground where opposing sides are decimated as it were. SuperSport Park, Centurion, South Africa. Was formerly known as Centurion Park and has the rare distinction of a town or city being renamed after a ground. The town of Fairwoodburg was named Centurion after the cricket ground post the end of the apartheid era. It is a relatively new test ground, having hosted its first test only in 1995. The ground boasts of one of the quicker pitches in a country known for quicker pitches. Thus, it comes as no surprise that South Africa have done very well there with the likes of Donald, Pollock, Ntini, Steyn, Morkel, Philander and Rabada plying their trade there over the years. South Africa have won 19 of the 24 test matches played at the venue and lost only twice, the last loss in 2014 to Australia when Mitchell Johnson was at his menacing best. In their most recent test match there, South Africa beat Pakistan in December 2018. National Stadium, Karachi, Pakistan. In 41 tests played at this venue between 1955 and 2009, Pakistan have lost just twice. Their first ever loss at the stadium came only in December 2000 against England after going 34 tests undefeated at the venue over 45 years. This is still a record for the maximum number of test matches any country has gone without losing a test at a venue. And then one more against South Africa in 2007-2008 series. But there have been other occasions too where the team has come close to losing, such as in 2006 against India, where Pakistan were in real trouble in the first innings at 36 for 6, only to be rescued by Kamran Akmal's century with good support from Abdul Razak and Shoaib Akhtar to fashion a come-from-behind win. It's as if the players, knowing fully well of their track record over there, give it a little bit extra to ensure they will not lose there. While they have lost only 2 tests there, there have been 18 draws too at the venue. No test has been played in the country since 2009, so there has been no opportunity for an improvement to this record. Edgbaston, Birmingham, England. Test cricket is being played here since 1902 and 51 test matches have been played here. England have come out on top 28 times and have lost only 8 times at the venue. They have not lost there since 2008, making it almost 11 years since the defeat to South Africa. The England players get a special feeling playing there, which led Andrew Flintoff to comment in 2009, and I quote, "It's probably the best atmosphere in the country," unquote. While Graham Swan had this to say in 2010, quote, "The atmosphere is unique, the closest you get as a cricketer to knowing what it's like to be a professional footballer," unquote. The venue gets a test match virtually every English summer these days, the last test being played against India in August 2018, resulting in a close victory for the home country. Firoz Shah Kotla Ground, Delhi, India. India have the maximum number of test grounds in the world at 28. It is for this reason that test matches in the country are rotated across the different grounds. Many of the big grounds these days hold many IPL matches, filling the local public's appetite for cricket. Thus, of late, test cricket has been played in smaller locations such as Dharamshala, Rajkot and Indore. Still, India boasts of a very good record at Kotla, meaning fortress. Test cricket is being played here since 1948, and in 34 matches played here, while India has won 13, it has lost only 6 matches here. The most famous win ever being the one against Pakistan, where Kumble picked a 10-for. The last match played here resulted between India and Sri Lanka, resulted in a draw but was more famous for Sri Lankan players wearing face masks in light of the high pollution in the city then. India also has a very good track record at the PCA Stadium in Mohali, Chandigarh, having lost there only once in 13 matches and have won 7. However, due to the rotation policy of the BCCI, India do not end up playing test matches there too often, with the last one being played in 2016. Wagha, Perth, Australia. Not surprising to see this ground feature in this list. The Western Australian Cricket Association ground, Wagha, was known for having the fastest pitch in Australia, which was also known to break up with big cracks as the game progressed. The first test played there was in 1970, and unfortunately the last test played there was in 2017. With the new Perth Stadium having come up, international cricket matches will now be played there instead. But over the 47-year period that test cricket was played there, Australia won there 25 times in the 40 tests that were played there and lost only 11 times. The start at the new test venue in Perth has also been a good one for Australia, with the team defeating India in the first test played there in 2018. Bellerive Oval, Hobart, Australia. This is the ground which has one of the best win percentage favouring the home country. Australia have won 9 of the 13 tests played here since 1989, suffering only 2 losses. It's not reached fortress fame yet, as the number of test matches played here is relatively less. If the Aussies maintain their impressive track record, as more and more tests are played here, then in a few years' time, it may just become another world-renowned fortress. One of the reasons why many tests are not played here is perhaps the ground spectator capacity, which is smaller compared to the bigger grounds in Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide, Perth and Brisbane. Old Trafford, Manchester, England. The first test played there was in 1884 and it has hosted 78 matches in all, the home side winning 28 of them and losing there only 14 times across 78 matches. Between 1905 and 1954, England played 25 matches there and were undefeated there during this period. Their record at the venue is impressive, even in the recent years, having been undefeated at the venue since 2002. They have won 8 of the last 10 tests played at the venue. Kensington Oval, Bridgetown, Barbados. The cricketing world hopes that the recent Windies win over England at the beginning of 2019 was a sign of things to come. Right up to the mid-90s, the West Indies dominated world cricket. Particularly in the 70s and 80s, they were easily the best side in the world, and it was during that period that they won usually wherever they played. They were the most dominant at Barbados, where they did not lose between 1948 and 1993 in 27 consecutive tests. In fact, of those 27 tests, they won 16, last 12 on the trot till the sequence ended. Their overall record there is 25 wins in 54 matches, with the opposition winning 12 times, the skew towards defeats largely in the recent years. SSC Ground, Colombo, Sri Lanka. Even Sri Lanka surprised the cricketing world recently by winning a test series away at South Africa 2-0 and thus becoming the first Asian country to win there. Having said that, their recent form has been quite poor and they have been losing far too often of late. Even at home, they were thrashed 3-0 by India in 2017 and 3-0 again by England in 2018. But before all this poor form, Sri Lanka was a tough place to go and win a series, particularly when they had the Muralidharan spinning the ball square. The tracks they had then kept low and turned square, and the ground where they still have a very impressive record is at the Sinhalese Sports Club ground in Colombo. They have played a total of 43 test matches there since 1984 and have won 20 of those, losing only 9 times. So these are the grounds which currently serve as fortresses or have served as fortresses for a very long time until the waning fortunes of the home team allowed for these grounds to start getting breached often. It's not surprising to see many Australian grounds there, as Australia have probably been the best test playing country in the overall history of test cricket, and it's a difficult place to go and win. The Australians perhaps are the only country which counted a ground outside their own country to be a fortress for them. Yes, Lord's in London was considered an Australian fortress as they were unbeaten there for 18 matches between 1938 and 2005.
This podcast was brought to you by Cricket Next. Thanks for tuning in.